Last week, the Chiefs were winless. They were looking for answers to what seemed to be tough questions. They were looking for a spark to ignite the flame that had burned so brightly in this team in the last few weeks of 2011. And they were looking to be back in the divisional hunt. This spark was found in New Orleans, and in the most likely of places. Coming into the 2012 season, one of the biggest question marks was, could Jamaal Charles return to the form that made him one of the league's elite backs? In 2010, Charles fueled a league-leading rushing attack that was the core of the Chiefs' success. In 2011, Charles suffered a season-ending ACL injury in Week 2 against the Detroit Lions, and that is where the reset button on his talent seemed to be pressed. How would he recover, and how fast would that recovery come? It would be in St. Joe at training camp that Chiefs fans would see their first glimpse. But camp is just that, camp. It would take a game situation for Charles to show the fans, the team, and ultimately himself that he could regain the strides and fluid cuts that made him a feature back and one of the most dangerous weapons the Chiefs possess. Sunday was a great showcase to the Chiefs' kingdom that Jamaal has progressed quickly and has regained what he once had. Down by several scores, most counted the Chiefs out, and those who didn't were probably doubting that a team that had fell behind in its first two games of the season could turn around an 18-point deficit on the road while facing a starving, Drew Brees-led New Orleans Saints. And then the ball was handed off to Charles. Charles carried the ball 39 times for 233 yards on the day and pounded out a Herculean effort that ranked amongst the very best in NFL history. Adding 6 receptions for 55 yards, Jamaal joined Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown as the only players in NFL history to record at least 225 rushing yards and 50 receiving yards in the same game. That's good company and good news for the Chiefs. This week, they find the comforts of home as they look for their first victory at Arrowhead in 2012. Did I mention that a win this week would put the Chiefs in a tie for first place? You can bet the fans will be ready, the team will be ready, and Jamaal Charles looks as ready as ever.